Freddie Sam came from South Africa to participate in Open Walls Baltimore. He's painted murals throughout the world.
I get to learn about the world through painting art. I guess if I came here as a tourist, I would never have seen Baltimore the way I saw it by painting this mural.
In fact, few tourists see this neighborhood. It fell on hard luck decades ago. But Ben Stone, executive director of the Station North District, hopes the murals will change things.
Penn Station, our main train station, is in the district, so it's an easy area to get to, and this is another reason to come here.
Station North is also home to artists like Gaia. He's curating Open Walls.
I wanted to choose people that weren't necessarily the brightest stars, but were doing remarkable work throughout the world.
Like Interes Nikaski, a duo from Ukraine. Individually, they're known as Alexei Borisov and Vladimir Monjos.
We started from traditional graffiti, letters. And once we understand that it's not interesting to paint just letters, because you cannot tell more than just your name.
Other artists here have incorporated graffiti into their work. Gaia began his career putting up original posters on abandoned buildings. He painted a mural for Open Walls that drew the attention of William, who grew up in the neighborhood.
I raised pigeons. I had about 300 at one time. I love it. It also has a sense of peace. And then if you look at the other side, it has a sense of giving.
Ultimately, more than 20 murals will color the Station North District. The government is financing the program along with a privately held bank.
We're also looking just to increase investment in the area, so that could be people wanting to buy homes here or rent homes here, open businesses here.
This flower shop has been here for 30 years. Owner Vander Pearson hopes new people will move in.
And I try to keep different things in, statues and different little flowers that I know that people would love to buy or plant in their backyard or hang on their porch.
But there are plenty of vacant homes alongside ones that have been renovated.
The city, for better or for worse, is a canvas, because we have 45,000 abandoned buildings in this metropolitan area. Development can either work swiftly or very slowly.
In the meantime, the murals are bringing attention to a neighborhood that has been overlooked, but is focused on a brighter future. Susan Logue, VOA News, Baltimore.